It's 27 minutes past six. Warwick Hatfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
More from the pool?
Yes, more from the pool. Your suspicions are right again. In swimming, James Magnussen didn't quite get that world record in the 100 metres freestyle last night at the Australian Championships Cum Olympic qualifying events in Adelaide. But the message was still pretty clear. Look out, world, here I come. Magnussen's time of 47.10 was the fastest ever in these new textile suits that, of course, have replaced the high-tech variety. And look, never a shrinking violet. The boy from Port Macquarie in New South Wales, after the race, he warned wannabe rivals at the London Olympics to brace themselves because he won't be resting on his laurels as he goes out for an Olympian laurel a little bit later this year. Libby Trickett, the last of the comebackers, she qualified fifth for the final of the 100 metres freestyle tonight, so we might yet get a fairy story from the comeback kids. She says she's swimming ugly at the moment and she's very happy to be doing that. In rugby league, it was a bridge too far for Manly Warringah last night. The Seagulls had to cross both the fabled Harbour Bridge, happy birthday, and then over Tom Ugly's to get to Cronulla Sutherland, where early on they found themselves down 17-0, and that was also a gap too far to bridge, though they did it get back to 17-14 and scare the life out of some of the Sharkies. The NRL competition is sufficiently advanced now to look at the ladder. Unbeaten Canterbury, Bankstown and Melbourne on top with 6 points. Five teams on 4 points. That's Brisbane, North Queensland, Manly, St George Illawarra and Eastern Suburbs, with Canberra rounding out the eight. In Australian football, well, knock me down with a feather. Israel Folau got off both those rough conduct charges for which he was reported last weekend. So Greater Western Sydney's expensive marquee signing will be able to play in not only the club's historic first game, but the opening match of the AFL season proper this Saturday night. In cricket, against your Swans, Fran. In cricket, Queensland won the Sheffield Shield yesterday in fairly dramatic circumstances at the Gabba, as the Tassies made a late charge, yet another epic one in the history of these finals. In the end, little Chris Hartley got Queensland home. This bloke is the best keeper in the country, as distinct from keeper batsman. So hopefully he'll get a game for Australia a little bit later on after scoring his runs as well. And in the Caribbean, Australia lost to the West Indies for the first time in yonks. And look, the Australian women's cricket team, they're in India and they're having a great tour there too. They won the second 2020 game by 8 wickets in Vizag overnight. More sport later this morning, Fran.
Thanks very much, Warwick.